Well, it is the sounds of Lionel Richie on this one titled Do It To Me. Yes. And it is now 8 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock. A very good afternoon to you and welcome to today's crossover that is with me, Abigail, until the hour of 6 this afternoon. And I hope wherever you are listening us from, you are having a great Sunday afternoon. So it is the first Sunday in the month of June. Officially, we are in the sixth month of the year 2025, right? So, yeah, it is a new month. So I hope you are looking forward to what June has in store for you. And I hope you keep a positive mind, you know, in spite or despite of what you have experienced, through the first 5 months of the year. You know, just keep, a positive mindset that this month is going to bring the best, right? Whether you are ready or not, just have such a mindset. It is the 1st of June, guys. It is the 1st of June. And let me just wish everybody born on this very special day a happy birthday. I particularly have somebody that I know who was born on this day. And of course, I wished them a happy birthday already. So happy birthday again. If they are listening and everybody else who is born on the 1st of June, happy birthday to you. I wonder how it feels, you know, being born on the first day of a month. I wonder. I was born somewhere in the middle there, you know, like the 14th. That's when I was born. So I just usually wonder how it feels like having your birthday immediately after the previous month, immediately after payday. You know, when people still have money to gift you and all that. I just wonder how that, you know, feels. Because for some of us, honestly speaking, we are not even bothered about who is going to gift me at the end of the day, because it is that time when everybody is broke. People don't have money at all. And you know, you are aware that my birthday is usually around the time when people are actually looking forward to, you know, end of the month so that they can have something in their pockets. Alas, there's nothing. So it is really a privilege for some of us to be gifted, during that time of the year on our birthdays, because our birth date are literally, in the middle of the month when nobody has money. Unless if maybe somebody knows, okay, Abigail's birthday is coming up on the 14th and I will not have money. So let me just put aside this money so that come the 14th, I'll give her, you know, a gift or this money as a gift. If that's not the case, nothing. We just soldier on. So happy birthday to everyone born today, celebrating their birthday today. I hope you enjoy it to the fullest, because remember, it's a day that only comes once in a year. I always encourage people to celebrate their birthdays, you know. Whether you believe it or not, it is a very special day where you become a year older. You become a year wiser, and you now start looking forward to what comes with the new age, you know, what comes with the new moon. I know people back in the days, there's a way they used to count time. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was moons. They used moons. I'm just not sure how many moons are in a year. So if you have to tell somebody that, okay, it's a new year for you, how many moons do you use? I don't know. Somebody knows out there, they can hit me up and, you know, tell me. Yes, so, like I said, it is a Sunday, the first Sunday in the month of June, the sixth month of June, of 2025, pardon me, not June, the sixth month of 2025. Yay! seems like this year is rushing somewhere. It's heading somewhere very fast. We don't know where it is headed to. But either way, before we get to today's conversation, what are we talking about today? Let me just, you know, promote our business. We are a business, like I usually remind you guys, that Eagle FM is actually everywhere. And it is accessible on your phone anytime, which means minimal inconvenience. All you need to do is to just get your earphones and then you become informed. We also have our sister e-paper called The Villager, which provides summaries of business and economic news, as well as policy development in the country. So if you are not subscribed yet, do make sure that you get subscribed as soon as possible. The paper comes out 3 times in a week. That is on Monday, on Wednesday, and on Friday. Now, how do you subscribe to our e-paper? You save this number, 081-200-4144. That is 081-200-4144. Save the number, The Villager newspaper, so you can easily remember, in a case where you might forget, right? So it will be easy for you, to remember. So you save it, The Villager newspaper, and after you are done doing that, you send a WhatsApp message, to that number. You can just write the word, you know, subscribe. Yes. And then from there on, afterwards, you just wait for a response that will notify you that you have been successfully subscribed. And then you enjoy, you know, getting a free copy on these particular days that I mentioned, on Monday, Wednesday, as well as on Fridays. We also have our complimentary apps, such as the Imba and the Eagle FM app. Now, the Imba app, I've been saying that we live in a very technological era. We cannot keep going around, carrying around hymn books, right? With the Imba app, there is different hymns on it. All you have to do is download it, install it on your smart device, and then voila, you enjoy the convenience. Also, with our Eagle FM app, it is very convenient as well. In a sense that you can listen to any show that is running on air wherever you are. Whatever you are doing, you will be able to listen to us live on air. And also, in a case where you probably missed a show, you were busy or you just didn't have data or internet connection, you know, to tune in, well, you can catch the podcasts under podcasts. So when you miss a show, it is uploaded as a podcast, as long as you know which day and date and time, you will be able to find it and catch up. So our apps, they offer opportunities for business to increase their products and services visibility, that is, across different consumers. So you can advertise on our Eagle FM app. We have a digital billboard, and this can increase your visibility across different consumers, because our social media remains the most active in the country, providing opportunities for those who want to enhance their product or their brand visibility, right? And also not forgetting our outside broadcasting van, which is available to come to you wherever you are, whether it is outside Namibia, the corners of Namibia, central Namibia, wherever you are, there's a team that is readily available to come to you, to come stream, whether it's an event, whatever it is that you would like to reach, you know, a number of people or consumers or customers. I best believe that a team will be there to make sure that this information gets to the people you want it to get to through our platforms, that is right here on live radio, as well as our social media platforms. So in a nutshell, that is about us, Eagle FM, Eagle Media House. Yeah, and if you just tuned in, You are now listening to The Crossover that is with me, Abigail, until the hour of six, where I will be handing you over to Hende on Eagle Spot Zone, and he will be with you until the hour of eight. So it's from the hour of six until the hour of eight tonight. Yeah. So now, before we get to what we are talking about today, we will now listen to our introductory song. Yes, it is a tradition right here on The Crossover where, you know, we play a song just to ease the mood that we are now about to get in the conversation. And yes, enjoy, relax, and then we will get right into what we are talking about today after Easy Like Sunday Morning by Lana Richie. I'll see you on the other side.
Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see a big stone and I borrowed. Yeah. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Why in the world would anybody put chains on me? Yeah. I paid my dues to make it. Everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. I'm not happy when I try to fake it. No. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. I wanna be high, so high. I wanna be free to know the things I do all right. I wanna be free, just me, oh man.
amazing like Sunday morning. Sounds of Lionel Richie, Easy Like Sunday Morning, officially opening the crossover. Yes. And if you just tuned in, well, welcome, welcome. You are not late. Actually, we are just beginning. And of course, I hope you are having an easy Sunday wherever you are. I hope you are not engaging in anything that is going to exhaust you. And, you know, limit your productivity tomorrow. Because remember this previous week, some people, in exception of me and my colleagues, and probably everybody in the media industry, well, most people, they only went to work 2 times last week. Yeah. So a lot of tasks were put on hold. A lot of things were undone. So I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys are going to a bunch of work tomorrow. There's a lot of things waiting for you tomorrow, whether it's emails or it's tasks or anything that needs to be sorted is definitely waiting for you tomorrow. Hence, I am saying I hope you are not engaging in anything that is going to exhaust you to the point where tomorrow you can't be productive, because tomorrow you have a lot waiting for you, honestly speaking. So today we are going to talk about building healthy habits for a productive life. That is what we are going to be talking about today. You know, building healthy habits for a productive life. It is always, always important that we build healthy habits to make sure that we live a meaningful life. And not only a meaningful life, but a life that is productive, in a sense that at the end of the day, when you look at your life, you are also proud. You smile, right? You don't frown, but rather you smile. So research suggests that small positive changes in how you live each day creates a happier, a healthier you over time. So if you are seeking more energy, less stress, better sleep, and a deeper sense of health and well-being, it's all about the habits you commit to and complete on a daily basis. I love this so much. I hope you also understood this. I'm going to repeat it. So research suggests that small positive changes in how you live each day creates a happier, healthier you over time, right? So positive changes in how you live each day, they create a happier, a healthier you over time. So if you are seeking more energy, you need to make positive changes into, you know, having more energy. And if you are seeking less stress, you need to make positive changes, you know, to be less stressed. And also if you are seeking better sleep and a deeper sense of health and well-being, you still need to make positive changes to make sure that you start sleeping better and you also have a deeper sense of health and well-being. So it's all about the habits you commit to and complete on a daily basis, right? So we are going to now look at what is a habit, right? Have you ever found yourself seemingly on autopilot, carrying out the same actions day after day, mindlessly scrolling through social media once more when you just checked everything 15 minutes ago? Well, the reason behind this subconscious behavior is the power of habits. Habits shape our lives, from the simple things like drinking our morning coffee or tea to the complex like playing a musical instrument. So a habit is a learned behavior that has become automatic over time. I hope you are listening. A habit is a learned behavior that has become automatic over time. From a neuroscientific perspective, Habits form when certain neural pathways in the brain become strengthened. As we repeat an action, our brain creates new and stronger connections between neurons associated with that activity. Unfortunately, this process works both ways. In a sense that if we repeatedly engage in unhealthy patterns, such as, you know, smoking or negative thinking, then those same neural pathways can also be reinforced, right? Unfortunately, it is also the same process that takes place when we engage in unhealthy patterns, such as smoking or negative thinking, because the same neural pathways can also be reinforced, right? Now, we are hearing that there are healthy habits, there are unhealthy habits, right? What are healthy habits? So healthy habits are positive behaviors and practices that contribute to overall physical and mental well-being. So these good habits play a crucial role in maintaining good health, preventing illnesses, and enhancing the quality of life. So healthy habits encompass various activities and choices that individuals can incorporate into their daily routines. Habits are an essential part of our daily lives because they shape our behaviors, they shape our attitudes, and ultimately they also shape our success. So the habits that we form can either help us achieve our goals or hold us back from reaching our full potential. In fact, studies show that up to 40% of our daily actions are based on habits. Therefore, developing positive habits is very crucial to our personal and professional growth, because habits are like building blocks that shape our character and also mold us into the people we want to become. They help us create structure and consistency in our lives, which is very essential for achieving success. Right? So that is what we are talking about today. We are going to look into why habits are important in our development and how they can also help us lead happier, healthier, and more productive lives. And without any time wasting, let's dive in and discover the power of habits together. Now let's look at the importance of habits when it comes to personal development. So habits play a very crucial role in personal development. They are the small but very powerful actions that we repeat on a daily basis, which eventually shape our lives. While it is said that successful people are not born, but they are made through the power of their habits. And that is very true. Successful people are not born. No. Successful people are people who created habits, good habits, healthy habits, and they stuck to them, and eventually this led to their success, right? So successful people are not born, but they are made through the power of their habits. So habits are the building blocks that help us achieve our goals. They also help us create positive changes in our lives and also become better versions of ourselves. So when you develop good habits, it can be a challenging task, that is for sure, but it is worth it in the long run. Habits that are aligned with our goals can help us stay focused, motivated, and disciplined. They create a sense of consistency and routine in our lives, which makes it easier to achieve our desired outcomes. You know, for example, if we want to improve our physical health, right? I mean, everybody, if not all of us, this is something we always think about most of the time, improving our physical health. So in that case, you can start small by developing a habit of exercising for 20 to 30 minutes every day. And this habit, when repeated consistently, it can lead to improved fitness levels, you know, increased energy and better overall health. And on the other hand, bad habits can hinder our personal growth and development. You know, habits such as procrastination. I've had a whole conversation on procrastination. Very, very bad habit. Very, very bad habit. I know we all procrastinate. We all do. But when it's a habit, then it's a very, it's a terrible thing to actually have as an individual, as a person. Mm-mm. And I'm speaking from experience. Procrastination is bad for you, colleagues. Negative self-talk is also bad for you as a person. And unhealthy eating, also bad for you. Because all of these things, they can prevent you and I from reaching our full potential. So these habits, they create a sense of complacency and lethargy in our lives, which can lead to a lack of motivation and drive. So it is important to identify and replace these bad habits with positive ones that align with our goals and aspirations. If you realize that you are carrying a habit of procrastination, you need to replace it with start doing things. When you think about something, just go and start doing it. Don't even think twice about it. Don't try to, you know, push it further. If you just thought of ironing clothes, please just stand up and go start ironing those clothes. Because the moment you say, but I can do it later. Let me just watch an episode. You have already procrastinated. And the likelihood of you ironing those things is very low. Believe me. So start, you know, replacing these bad habits with good habits. You know, negative self-talk, talking negatively about yourself to yourself or to even other people. You find other people, they even talk so negatively about themselves to other people, which is really amazing. How can you sit with another person or other people and talk badly about yourself? That's terrible. That's very bad. Because one thing we need to realize is that words are very powerful. That's one thing I've realized. And this is even the reason why I don't even, you know, wish bad on other people. Because I've realized that words are very powerful. So imagine if when you say something bad, to a person and something bad happens to that person, or even just thinking something bad to happen to a person and something bad happens, how would you feel? Very bad, right? Now, imagining you yourself now speaking negatively about yourself. Do you think positive things are going to happen in your life? No, I don't think so. You are speaking negativity in your life. So we need to do away with negative self-talk. We need to replace it with positive self-talk. Even when you are feeling like you have nothing positive to say about yourself, rather not say anything and not think anything, because the moment you start negative self-talk, that is self-destructive. I hope that is the correct word. Self-destructive. Yes. And also, we need to replace our unhealthy eating. Yes. Unhealthy eating, guys. I have spoken about it as well, unhealthy eating, very bad habit. It is not good for anybody. If anything, it just brings a lot of healthy issues for you as an individual. You know, there are lifestyle diseases that emanate from how you eat. So if you eat unhealthy, you are likely to develop these type of diseases, and they are not good at all at all. So we need to do away with unhealthy eating as well. So why are healthy habits important to develop? So the benefits of developing healthy habits might seem obvious, with the front runner being, you know, becoming healthier overall. But at the end of the day, making habits and sticking with them means getting specific. So you are becoming specific as a person, as an individual. Research suggests that people who adopt healthy habits can live longer than those who do not. In a Harvard study, healthy habits were examined over the course of nearly 40 years. And researchers found that participants who adopted healthy lifestyle habits lowered overall health risk. For example, healthy habits lowered their risk of total death, you know, death from cancer and death from heart disease. And these results can be attributed to a combination of physical, mental, and emotional benefits. And here is a sampling of the ways a healthier lifestyle could benefit your body, mind, and soul. You know, physical health benefits. It increases energy levels. When you engage in regular physical activity and a balanced diet, these can contribute to improved stamina and energy levels, allowing you as an individual to be more productive and also engage in daily activities. Also, another benefit is, you know, you get to manage your weight. Healthy eating habits and regular exercise support weight control, which reduces the risk of obesity and related health issues such as diabetes and cardiovascular diseases. And also it enhances your immune system, because proper nutrition, sufficient sleep and regular exercise, they strengthen the immune system, making the body more resilient to infections as well as illnesses. So that is the first one, which is physical health benefits. And when it comes to mental and emotional health benefits, is that it reduces your stress. When you engage in activities like exercise and relaxation techniques, they help you reduce stress levels, which leads to better mental health. And also it improves your mood and your emotional balance. When you regularly do physical activity, it stimulates the release of endorphins, you know, the feel-good hormones, which contributes to a more positive mood and emotional balance. And it also enhances your cognitive function. I mean, healthy habits, including a balanced diet and regular exercise, they are linked to improved cognitive function, you know, memory retention and overall brain health. So some of us, we find ourselves, you know, having poor brain health because of the lifestyles that we are living, the habits that we are, you know, incorporating in our daily lives. This could lead to poor cognitive function. You find yourself not remembering things at all. Like you barely remember things at all. And when you want to do things, your brain is just not coming upright. It's because of the type of habits that we incorporate in our daily lives. Now, let's look at how do habits shape our attitudes and behaviors. Have you ever wondered why we do what we do? Why do we have certain attitudes? Why do we have certain beliefs and behaviors? Well, it's because it all comes down to our habits. Because habits are very powerful and they play a significant role in shaping our lives. They are the things we do automatically without thinking, and they can either make or break us. So our habits are formed through repetition and consistency, and they shape our attitudes and behaviors over time. So our attitudes are a reflection of our habits. I want us to understand this, that your attitude is a reflection of your habit. If we have a habit of looking at the positive side of things, we tend to have a positive attitude. On the other hand, if we have a habit of always looking at the negative side of things, we tend to have a negative attitude. So our habits can also shape our behaviors at the end of the day. For example, if we have a habit of exercising regularly, we tend to have a healthier lifestyle. However, if we have a habit of eating junk food and not exercising, good afternoon. Hello. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. I'm Noah.
You are here today.
Hey,
how are you? How is your Sunday?
So-so.
Okay.
Just cold, man.
Hey. Is it cold?
Yeah, well, we are in the mountain.
I actually feel like this whole week has been warm compared to the previous week.
Is it?
Yes.
I can hear your thing, the way your program.
You are listening.
Let me greet this lady today.
I think this is the first time you are calling me.
Hi. How's the day?
No, the day is good, good. How is your day?
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, continue listening.
Oh, you are listening.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, contact me in the morning tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes. It's my listener on Sizuma, right? It feels good. Hey. It feels good. It is quarter to the hour of 5 o'clock. If you just stay tuned in, welcome to the crossover right here on your number one talk radio station. And you are in the company of Abigail until the hour of 6, where I will be handing you over to my colleague Hende, who will be with you on the Eagle Spot Zone from the hour of 6 to the hour of 8. So before the caller, I was saying that, you know, when you start a habit of exercising regularly, you tend to have a healthier lifestyle. However, if you have a habit of eating junk food and not exercising, well, this means that, well, you will have an unhealthy lifestyle. But the good news is that we can change our habits and in turn change our attitudes and behaviors. That's the good news, right? No matter how bad the habit you have is, the moment you decide, you as an individual, you as a person, to try and change that habit, you are going to change that habit for the better. So it all starts with awareness. We need to be aware of our habits and be willing to change them. So you as a person, you need to be aware that, okay, this habit is not good for me at all, and I need to replace it with a good habit. The moment you do that, that means you are now aware. And it starts with awareness. So we can start by identifying our bad habits and replacing them with good habits. For example, if we have a habit of procrastinating, I feel like this is a habit that almost everyone has. Yeah. And it is very sad when you don't realize that you are a procrastinator and you don't try to do anything about it. Yo, I feel very sorry for you. So for example, maybe you have a habit of procrastinating. Well, you can try and replace it with a habit of taking action right away. Just like the example I was saying. You know, if you think of doing something, as somebody who has realized that you procrastinate, naturally you are just a procrastinator. Don't even sit there to think twice again, to go do whatever you want to do. Just stand up and go start doing. That is the only way you will be able to do things when you think about doing things. Like I said, if you know today is a Sunday and you need to iron clothes for the whole week, right? Maybe you are not the type that irons in the morning. So the moment you think of ironing your clothes, just stand up and go iron. Don't wait. Don't push. that, it's okay, I'll just iron in the morning when I wake up. And then in the morning when you wake up, maybe you wake up a bit late, or when you wake up, you realize you might not have time to iron, and then you won't have nice clothes to wear, or you might end up putting on, clothes that have wrinkles, unironed clothes. So, for example, if you're a procrastinator, try to replace it with a habit of taking action right away, right? If we have a habit of negative self-talk, you can replace it with a habit of positive self-talk. It's important to note that changing your habits takes time and it also takes effort. So it's not something that can be done overnight. Rather, it takes consistent effort and dedication to create new habits and break old ones. However, the benefits of changing your habits are well worth the effort. So when you change a habit, you also improve your attitudes. You also improve your behaviors, and ultimately you also improve your life at the end of the day. I had a bad habit of, you know, buying fast food, not cooking, because my reasoning was that, why should I cook if I'm staying alone? You know, I can just rather be eating fast food. I mean, I live alone. It's not a big deal. Nobody's gonna complain that you are not cooking and all that. So why must I cook? Why should I be eating cooked food? When I can just order, when I can just go and eat out. So that was a bad habit that I was having. And then I realized the impact that habit was having on my finances. Then I was like, okay, maybe this is a bad habit. But now how do we work on it? How do we replace it? We could start buying groceries and start cooking. You know, have a monthly budget of groceries, like things you'd like to eat in a month. And then when you want to eat something, you just go stand in the kitchen and you cook. I started replacing the habit of buying fast food or takeaway with cooking. And I can tell you now that I am so disciplined that taking money to go buy something to eat, I should have a valid reason, and I should be able to convince myself that, okay, this, there is no other way but to go buy food, and it's okay. It's fine, really. I just don't go out and buy food anymore. Unless if it's a craving and I have the money. If I'm craving, I want to eat chicken, you know, I want to eat grilled chicken, and I know I will not grill it as nice as the restaurant grills it, then it's okay. I'll just go to the restaurant and go buy the grilled chicken. But it's not something that is going to happen more than twice in a month. No, if it happens, it's once in a month, and then that's it. So it takes consistency and effort as well as dedication to create new habits and break old ones. So I had to become consistent, you know, to cooking. I really, really had to become dedicated to make sure that I cook. And when I cook enough so that I don't, repeatedly have to stand in the kitchen, because that can also be very tiring and derailing. Every time you're just standing in the kitchen cooking. No, at least if I have to cook today, Sunday, the next meal I can probably cook on a Tuesday. Yeah. Then I cook something different that I'll eat Wednesday and maybe Thursday as well. I don't have a problem when it comes to eating food 2 days in a row. After that, I want nothing to do with that food. So if I cook today on Sunday, I don't have a problem of eating the same food tomorrow, Monday. And today, yeah, today, Sunday, and tomorrow, Monday. And then on Tuesday, I cook again for Tuesday, Wednesday, and then maybe Thursday, and then Thursday, I also cook, you know, just like that. So it takes consistency, effort, and dedication to create new habits and break the old ones. So if we want to replace our old habits, the bad habits, unhealthy habits, you know, the negative habits with positive, good, healthy habits, we also need to make sure that we become aware of the bad habits that we are trying to replace with the good habits, and also take into consideration that it will require consistency, effort, as well as dedication to create these new habits and break the old ones. So now, how do we, you know, how do we develop positive habits? How do we do that? Developing positive habits is an essential aspect of personal growth as well as success. Habits are the building blocks of our lives, like I've mentioned earlier, and they also, you know, determine our overall well-being. So when we develop positive habits, we need to remember that they are for our own good, right? Good or positive habits, they can lead to a long life. They can lead to a healthy life, you know, where you don't struggle with diseases and illnesses and infections, or your body struggling to fight off an infection or a disease. So you could come up with positive habits such as physical exercise. People who exercise physically, I don't physically exercise, but I've heard that people who physically exercise, you know, they easily fight off infections and diseases because their bodies are very active, and physical exercise also somehow contributes, you know, to boosting your immune. So in this day and age where we are constantly bombarded with the distractions, you know, and temptations, developing positive habits can be a very challenging task. We can all agree that. However, with the right mindset and approach, it is actually possible to develop positive habits that can stick. And one of the key ways to do this is to start small. Often when we set lofty goals for ourselves, which can be overwhelming and discouraging, so instead of doing that, you know, setting yourself this big goal, that will just end up discouraging you at the end of the day. You might try to, you know, focus on making small changes that are easy to implement and also maintain. For example, if you want to start exercising, you could begin with a 10-minute walk every day and gradually increase the duration and intensity over time. So it can move from 10 to 20 minutes, 20 minutes to 30 minutes, you know, and so on and so forth. So this approach allows you to build momentum and confidence, which is crucial in developing positive habits. And also another critical aspect of developing positive habits is consistency, like I've mentioned. Habits are formed through repeated actions, so it's vital to be consistent in your efforts. You know, create a routine and stick to it. Even when it's challenging, stick to it. Right? Because consistency helps you to reinforce the habit and also makes it easier to maintain over time. So it's also essential to track your progress, to stay motivated and accountable. So you might want to try and keep a journal, to try and monitor your progress and celebrate your successes. Yeah. I have been trying to get rid of a bad habit of not physically exercising. I've been trying, to be honest. And I don't know when I will officially replace this bad habit. Because the thing is that sometimes I do try to do physical exercises, but then they just don't seem to stick. I will do it maybe for a week consistently, or a month, consistently, and then it dies off, you know. So, but yeah, I am a work in progress. I am a work in progress. And so if you're also out there and you're listening and you are also struggling with a bad habit that you don't know how to replace with a good habit, only thing that I can tell you is that you need to be consistent very much. Even times when it's hard, if you know you have a bad habit of spending money on gambling, that can be a very difficult habit to try and replace, right? But one thing that you need to remember is that consistency is key. The more you keep telling yourself to stay away from gambling, wanting nothing to do with anything that can trigger you to want to gamble, and also think about the other ways in how you could use your money that you usually go spend on gambling, it is not going to be easy at all. But one thing that you need to remember is the goal. The goal is to replace the bad habit of gambling, you know, with being a responsible person who doesn't spend money or their money on gambling. Rather, I use that money for something else. It is 5 o'clock. It is the hour of 5. We will be going for a musical break shortly. But before we do that, let's look at how you can, you know, break negative habits, right? We want positive habits. We want good habits. We do not want any bad negative habits. So when it comes to breaking negative habits, it can be very challenging, like I just mentioned, but incredibly rewarding process. So whether it's biting your nails, smoking cigarettes, or procrastinating, these habits can have a significant impact on our lives as well as mental health. But fortunately, there are strategies that can help us overcome these habits and lead us toward a healthier and happier lifestyle. So the first thing that you can do in breaking negative habits is to identify the triggers that cause us to engage in them. These triggers could be emotional or environmental, and they play a crucial role in reinforcing the habit. So once you have identified the triggers, you can start to develop a plan to avoid or mitigate them. For example, if stress triggers, you know, your habit of biting your nails, because I used to wonder why people bite their nails, but later on as I grew up, I came to realize that most people bite their nails because they feel stress. So they bite their nails when they are triggered. When something triggers them, they respond to that trigger by biting their nails. So if stress triggers your habit of biting your nails, you can find other ways to manage your stress, such as exercising or meditation, or even reading a book or watching your favorite show or movie. Another effective strategy is to replace negative habits with positive ones. So when you engage in negative habits, you are seeking some kind of reward, whether it's stress relief or pleasure. But by replacing these habits with positive ones, you can still achieve the same rewards, but in a healthier way. For example, instead of smoking cigarettes, you could take a walk or practice deep breathing exercises. So someone was trying to convince me that deep breathing exercises, apparently they work. Apparently, because I mentioned the fact that sometimes at night my mind will just wander off and I don't seem to have control, and then that can lead to a very long night of not sleeping. So she was like, you know, taking deep breath, deep breathing exercises, it actually helps you. I was like, what? Yes. It's like, apparently sometimes when you feel like you can't sleep, your mind is wandering off to somewhere and you want to sleep, just try taking in, you know, deep breath, like in and out, in and out. You will be surprised at the magic, that is going to do on you. I was like, okay, I will try it. The next time when I feel like I can't sleep or I'm struggling to sleep, I will try, you know, doing these, deep breathing exercises, because apparently they help. It's also important to have a support system in place when breaking negative habits. Very, very important. Surrounding yourself with people who are supportive and understanding can make all the difference, in your journey towards breaking negative habits. So they can provide encouragement. They can also provide accountability as well as motivation when you need it most, right? It is now 6 minutes after the hour of five. Yes. So we have like 55 more minutes together. And after that, we will say bye-bye to each other. Let's go for a musical break. We will continue on the other side. Here is sounds of Mary J. Blige on this one titled Be Without You. Eagle FM.
Oh, Abigail.
Yes, sir.
Good evening.
Good afternoon.
Oh, is it the afternoon? Because yes. You said, I thought you were still going to give us a chance to come in.
Yes, 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 definitely. I will give you guys a chance.
But why are you saying that, bye-bye?
No.
You
didn't hear me well. I said we still have... We still have 55 more minutes. It's now 54 minutes together.
Because you say 5 minutes or 6 minutes plus five.
Yeah.
And then we have more, and then we have more. Let me then listen. I'll come back because I'm listening from the beginning.
Definitely.
It's a very enticing subject. Very interesting.
Okay. No, we are just having a musical break, and then after the music, you can come through.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Alrighty.
Good.
Yes, we still have time together. We are just going for a musical break. Mary J. Blige, Be Without You. And of course, on the other side, we will definitely come continue. And if you'd like to be part of the conversation, well, do come through.
Chemistry was crazy from the kick-go. Neither one of us knew why. We didn't build nothing overnight, cause a love like this takes some time. People swore it off as a phase, said we can't see that. Now from top to bottom, they see that we did that. Yes, it's so true that. Yes, we've been through it. Yes, we got right. Yes, see baby, we've been too strong for too long.
And I can't be without you, baby.
Still, I wanna ask you, will you lie?
No.
Make
JSB. Namibia, it's time to dream big with JSB Sports. The Mega Giveaway 2025 is here with a massive 1 million Namibian dollars in total prizes to be won. Here's how to win. With every losing bet on our sports book of 20 Namibian dollars or more, you're automatically entered into the draw. That's right. Even when luck isn't on your side, you still have a chance to win big. Back your favorite teams, take your best shot, and let your losses turn into an opportunity for glory. Don't miss out. Visit jsbsports.bet. Place your bets and be part of the action. JSB Sports. Bet with the best.
JSB supports responsible gambling and is not for persons under the age of 18.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Don't believe this ain't for you.
No, this ain't for you.
And if you got it deep in your heart, deep down you know that it's true.
Come on, come on.
Well, let me see you put your hands up.
Hands up. Tell us, tell your lady she's the one.
Tell us, tell your lady she's the one.
Together, I will leave you. so amazing, and I've been waiting for a love like you. It's so amazing to be loved. I follow you to the moon and the sky above. Oh, it is so, so, it's so amazing to be loved. To the moon and the sky above. And you and I, it's so amazing to be loved. I'd follow you to the moon and the sky above. Hey, 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 hey. It's so amazing to be loved.
It is so amazing to be loved. I'd follow you to the moon and what? Well, sounds of Luther Vandross are bringing us exactly to quarter past the hour of five. And before this one, Mary J. Blige also came through with a song titled Be Without You on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. And of course, let me now open the lines. Uncle Buena, you can come through now and, you know, give your views on today's topic. Yes, as I promised that I will let you know that you can now come through. Today we are talking about, you know, building healthy habits, for a productive life, right? That is what we are talking about. And so far we have looked at why it's important for all of us as individuals to break away the bad habits and replace them, with the good ones. Right? If you have a bad habit of smoking, we all know, the consequences of smoking, right? A lot of things can go wrong. You could have cancer, you know, throat cancer, lung cancer and all that. So if you want to live a long life, what must you do? Oh, pardon me. Oh, I burped on air. pardon me. Well, I drank a juice. I have a juice that I drank when we were on a musical break, and I never expected it, you know, to make me burp, because it's a lychee juice. How does lychee makes one burp? Like I was drinking Coca-Cola or something like that. My apologies. So yeah. So if you want to live long, you know, you want to live a long, healthy life and you have a habit of smoking, in that case, what should you do? You need to replace that bad habit of smoking with a good habit. So you need to stop smoking. And how do you do that? You need to be aware of the fact that you smoking cigarettes or whatever you are smoking is a bad habit. So it all starts with awareness. If you are not aware, there is no way you are going to identify it as a bad habit. There is no way. So you need to be aware for you to be able to identify something as a bad habit at the end of the day. Once you identify it as a bad habit, now you can know what can you do. What good habit can you replace this bad habit with? And of course, we continue. You know, as we have learned from science, that habits take time to form. We also know that habits shape our attitudes, they shape our actions, and also decision-making skills. But with the right tools and resources as well as mindset, you can actually take full control of your life. You can actually take full control of your life. You know, like the first thing you could do is ditch the cigarettes, like I was saying. Well, it's been long proven that smoking is bad for you. Smoking causes cancer. smoking causes heart disease. You know, it causes a stroke. It causes diabetes. It also causes chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. So smoking also increases the risk of tuberculosis, you know, certain eye diseases and problems of the immune system. So in the same Harvard study that I mentioned earlier on before, one of the key healthy habits that were proven to extend longevity was no smoking. Science puts it simply, there is no healthy amount of smoking. But just because we know it's bad for us doesn't mean we don't. If you are a smoker, you know quitting is harder than it looks. So the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, also known as CDC, they offer some tips and tools for those looking to quit smoking. So from a quit guard to social support and medicines that may help, you can actually get started today. So fighting those nicotine cravings takes hard work as well as mental discipline. Try things like nicotine replacement therapy or relaxation techniques. Some ex-smokers have found success in building small habits like replacing their craving for a cigarette with exercise. And others have sought out reinforcements in the form of social support groups. So everyone is quitting, and everyone's quitting journey is different. So you need to do what works for you. Sleep well, right? You snooze, you win. when you practice good sleep hygiene, well, it is a beneficial habit to adopt, because good sleep can be a game changer for your overall health and well-being. While research shows that lack of sleep increases the risk of obesity, it also increases the risk of heart disease and infections. So when you sleep, your heart rate, breathing rate, and blood pressure rise and fall. Hello.
Abigail.
Yes.
I've come back now.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, hi. Creating a habit is very easy. Those kind of habit that we create.
Yeah.
It's very easy, but to sustain now, they may
sticking to the habit.
To break the bad habit is so difficult. Very, very difficult. So you say, like, example of smoking or drinking alcohol or any other act that one may engage in.
Yes.
And that act is really not beneficial. Or maybe it can be destructive, like you said. You wanted to say maybe the way that you use destructive is wrong. It's completely in the context. So now it is very difficult. Why I'm saying so is that when you create a habit of whatever kind, it is so difficult to break those bad habits, like smoking, drinking, and things like that. And even though we are aware of the consequences, the negative consequences, like our body, like, you know, they have a lot of negative effects on our health, ill health, sicknesses, and things like that. But you still do not discipline yourself to say no to this kind of habit. And like you said, it's true, exercises and all these things, even when you wake up in the night, maybe sometimes you wake up in the night, maybe around 2. So those days, see, I won't regret, because I would tune on Eagle FM and then listen. Or otherwise, you might not even be listening, but you are just awake. So this time around, if you find an activity, something, just for 20 minutes, like you exercise, like I was saying, you definitely go to bed to sleep. Because sometimes it's just that the mind is fatigued and your body is so fatigued to the point that you can't even sleep. You know that fatigue way does not make you sleep.
Yes, I don't like that fatigue at all.
You are just awake. So you grab a book maybe this time around when you are so busy. Grab a book, it's my student or whatever. But many a times you don't find those meaningful things. You just be awake. When it comes around 4:30, that's when now you are about to start dozing. So wanting to sleep. So I think all the methods to avoid those kind of bad habits, you have mentioned them. But the ones that are not so clinically based. So because most of the time, when you find yourself in that position, you know, stress does come in also.
Yeah.
Depression sneaking there, and worries and all those anxieties, you know. They sneak in there, now they dominate now your focus and everything. You play around your mind until you become sick. So now when you become sick now, the only method that you see, you go to the psychologist and all these things, and there are few, and sometimes they might just describe to you and go to the, maybe psychiatric or whatever. Or they can administer some medication. I'm not saying that it's wrong to get some medication, but you have not used, because I'm learning this lesson from this Elizabeth show. There was somebody who used to say, he was talking about what a black man faced, the challenges that a black man faced. And she was bringing on those people from, you know, and he said, oh, many a times we subject ourselves to the clinical treatment. And then when the medication applied to you and things like that, you are now become habitually, and then you now become, you know, if you don't use them, you it's like you are, I don't know how to describe these things, or maybe kind of somehow mentally challenged, or maybe not mentally challenged, but you are in that kind of line.
Yeah.
So, and then until you get used to that now. So now the simple ones, the one for the food that we can eat, healthy food, do exercises, go create this support group, social support group that you are talking about, which can also incorporate an economic element, because some people, you know, so that you can see which are type of needs. Is it financial need, social or psychological or whatever? So I think we neglect those three methods that you are talking about. And like I said, I'm not saying that those ones are very wrong. No, they are not wrong. But all I know is that the reason why you have few of them and you have some kind of social disorders and things like that is the lack of really adapting to this simple method. Just create your things, discourage you from smoking and all these other things. But when you exercise, because when you're exercising, one of my tekulu is going to run apparently comrade what marathon or something like that.
Where?
In South Africa.
Okay.
And this guy, and I know we meet, you know, sometimes we close out when we are training, running around. And then and the person is telling me, so this one I used to do, this one I used to do, this one I do them no more. And I say, yeah, yes. So you can see now the person is reforming and all these things, but it just came from training. It just came from learning of the sports and things like that. They say 20 minutes is for whatever, it can be enough. So thank you very much, Abigail, for giving us these things. It's just that sometimes I feel pity. I feel pity because this kind of teaching, the way it's structured, it's something that can really help us to come out from this, so to say, madness kind of behaviors, you know, so that you can really be, you know, just be living a simple life and, you know, that kind of easy life. So thank you very much. So that's your song, is Easy Life, né? What is it?
Easy Life, yeah? Sunday morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Uncle.
God bless you, man.
All right. God bless you, yes, too.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I guess. So the conversation is actually very educative to all of us, to learn that we can break away bad habits and replace them with good ones. And I hope, well, this conversation is going to help one or two people out there who are listening to, you know, shift, change their life for the better, also benefiting themselves as individuals, you know, moving away from bad habits to better ones or good ones. So before Uncle Bwana called, I was on, you know, sleeping well, why it is important for each and every one of us to sleep. It's because research shows that lack of sleep increases the risk for obesity, heart disease, and infections. So when you sleep, your heart rate, breathing rate, and blood pressure rise and fall. So this is an important process for cardiovascular health. Your body also releases hormones during sleep that help your body repair and re-energize. These same hormones, they also have an impact on your body weight. So every person is unique, but generally speaking, adults need an average of 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. And babies tend to sleep about 16 hours a day, and young children need at least 10 hours of sleep. So I actually agree. I had a topic on, you know, good sleep with Ellie a few weeks ago, where we were talking about why it's very important, you know, for each and every one of us to be, you know, having a good sleep. Not just going in bed and lying there, no, but, you know, like really falling asleep for 7 to 8 hours as an adult. And now we are also hearing that it is also important for you to sleep well because it helps your body, you know, to repair as well as re-energize. And it's true. I have seen how much sleep I sleep if I know that I need to re-energize. Like, for example, Friday night I went out. So I don't usually go out a lot anymore. The last time I was really, really out was January. So ever since January, I haven't been out. In February, I went for my friend's birthday, but I really wasn't out, you know, for long. So that's why I'm actually referring to the last time that I was out as in January. So that was the last time I was out. And Friday I went out, a couple of friends decided that, you know what, let's go out. And we went out on Friday. And I got home a bit late, early morning hours of Saturday. And so I spent the whole of yesterday, you know, repairing as well as re-energizing the whole day, like the whole day. I even slept very early. I didn't even reach 22 hours last night. I was already sleeping. But then I found myself awake around 3 in the morning. I was awake. And I just started watching something until I fell asleep again 5 in the morning this morning. So your body actually repairs itself and it re-energizes itself when you are sleeping. So remember, if you have a bad habit of not sleeping, you need to understand that you are putting your body at risk for a lot of, you know, diseases and infections, you know, heart disease as well as infections. Because when you lack sleep, this can actually increase the risk of obesity as well. And also, you know, you will end up having cardiovascular issues, and we don't want that. So let's try to sleep. But now, how can you make healthy sleep a habit? You could, you know, try starting out with some of these few tips. You know, stick to a schedule, get up the same time every day, even on weekends or during vacations. Go to bed early enough to get at least 7 hours of sleep. Very important. Also, establish a relaxing bedtime routine. A relaxing bedtime routine can be anything that puts you in that sleep mode of like, okay, now I'm going to sleep. So for me, my relaxation, or relaxing bedtime routine is social media, you know, paging through social media before I eventually, you know, hit the pillow and sleep. That for me is the relaxing bedtime routine. So it can be listening to lovely adult contemporary music, slow jams, you know, R&B, or maybe just reading a book. Either way, you can establish a relaxing bedtime routine and also keep the room at a comfortable, cool temperature. Avoid screens before bedtime. Very important. And also avoid eating large meal before bedtime. If you are hungry at night, eat light, you know, or have a healthy snack. And also avoid consuming alcohol before bedtime. Also reduce your fluid intake before bedtime. Have you seen how annoying it is when you drink water and you're about to sleep? The moment you try to get in your sleep, your bladder knocks. Toilet, and there's nothing you can do about it. You don't want to wait your bed, right? And then now you find yourself waking up and going to the toilet, and then you start all over the cycle of falling asleep. So a healthy sleep pattern also has its benefits when it comes to mental health. The Sleep Foundation cites that mental health disorders tend to make it harder to sleep well. At the same time, poor sleep can be a contributing factor to worsening mental health problems. Sleep and mental health have a complicated relationship, and oftentimes this means that sleep and mental health are being treated at the same time. So when you adopt a healthy sleep routine paired with therapy or sleep coaching, it can help combat poor sleep and suffering mental health. Also, what we can do is to drink less alcohol and drink more water. Please, colleagues, drink less alcohol and drink more water. Yeah, let's replace the habit of drinking alcohol with the drinking more water. So there's some dispute around alcohol and health. Is the drinking in moderation bad or good for your health? And how much is too much? So the above mentioned Harvard study well cited 5 key health lifestyle factors that lead to living a longer life. And one key healthy habit was consuming low risk alcohol intake. So scientists measured this low risk alcohol intake as between 5 and 15 grams per day for women and 5 to 30 grams per day for men. Generally, one drink contains about 14 grams of pure alcohol. So science does tell us that too much alcohol can have significant negative health impacts. In fact, our research tells us that excessive alcohol impacts our brain, our heart, and liver. So too much alcohol can impact your mood, behavior, and your mental health. So drinking too much over time or even just once can lead to chronic diseases such as high blood pressure, as well as strokes or even cardiomyopathy. And heavy drinking takes a significant toll on your liver. So for example, steatosis, alcoholic hepatitis, fibrosis, and cirrhosis of the liver are all common in heavy drinkers. So according to the National Cancer Institute, there's a correlation between alcohol and cancer. There's a strong scientific consensus that alcohol drinking can cause several types of cancer. When examining your own alcohol intake, it's a good time to also practice mindfulness and self-awareness. How do you feel after you consume alcohol? And what benefits does it give you and when? So your body needs to stay hydrated to be in a state of good health. water is essential for life, which means it's essential for our bodies. Hydrating your body helps regulate body temperature. It also prevents infections, delivers nutrients to cells, and keeps organs functioning properly. So being well hydrated can also improve your sleep, cognition, as well as mood. By drinking more water and drinking less alcohol, you could help improve your overall well-being. So you can start, setting a goal. Medical professionals, they recommend anywhere between 91 to 125 ounces of water a day. So every person is different. So you can probably consult your doctor on what's best for you. How much amount of water do you need? Someone was telling me that you need to be drinking 5 liters of water per day. 5 liters of water per day? That's my goodness. I don't know about that one, but yeah. All I know is that we need to drink as much water as we can. Even when you are not feeling thirsty, it is actually advisable to drink water even when you are not feeling thirsty. Also, another good habit that you could do is move your body in ways that feel good. Exercise is an important aspect of overall health and wellness. And while exercise looks different for every physical body, it is a key factor in building healthy habits. So in the same Harvard study, healthy physical activity for 30 minutes a day was named a key healthy lifestyle factor. So participants in this study took part in moderate to vigorous activity, which could mean something as simple as, you know, brisk walk. Beyond longevity, exercise has its own host of health benefits. According to the CDC, regular physical activity is one of the most important things you can do for your health. Regular physical activity can help keep your thinking, learning, and judgment skills sharp as you age. It can also reduce your risk of depression and anxiety and help you sleep better. It can help with weight management. It can help reduce health risks like diabetes, cancers, and bone density. And one of the best benefits of physical activity is the variety of options. You know, you can bike, you can swim, you can hike, you can walk, you can do yoga, you can run, you can dance, you can strength train, and more. Virtually any way you can move your body, it can count as physical activity, right? But how do you make this habit stick? Like Uncle Buana mentioned, the fact that it's easy for any of us to come up with a habit. But is it easy for us to make the habit stick? No, I don't think so. So here are a few tips on how you can make, this habit stick. You know, give it time, a month to be exact. I don't know if you have seen that most of these exercising apps that you can find anywhere now, they are even recommended on social media, or they give a minimum of 28 days. So you can also give it a month, to be exact. Researchers suggest that committing to 4 weeks of exercise can help you build a routine. One study found that people who exercised for 28 days were more likely to be exercising 10 months later. Yes. You can also combine something you crave with your exercise routine. Maybe this is bringing the latest episode of Yellowstone while you are on the elliptical. Or maybe this means your brisk 30-minute walk has a final destination, your favorite coffee shop. So by bundling something you love with exercise, you can increase the rate at which you exercise. You can also set small goals. Maybe you start by committing to walking more every day, and the next time you go to the grocery store, Try parking in the furthest spot instead of the closest. Or maybe you start by walking your dog 3 times a day instead of 2 if you have a dog. Set an alarm to make sure you get up and move your body at lunch. Whatever your fitness goals are, start small and make them achievable. Then build from there. Also, you need to be flexible. Life happens. The best laid plans are disrupted at any moment of the day. So if you are regularly reserved your lunch hour as your worker time, but needed to push through a work project, be flexible. You're more likely to develop the habit if you prioritize flexibility. And also find an accountability partner, somebody who holds you accountable. I have a best friend that holds me accountable so many times. So you can also find an accountability partner, you know. Committing to the social aspect of exercise can help keep you accountable. So maybe that means you have a weekly yoga class buddy, or you and your partner go on a run every Sunday, whatever it is. Find ways to make your exercise routine social. Everyone can experience the health benefits of physical activity, age, abilities, ethnicity, shape or size do not matter. All you need to do is move your body in ways that feel good and find what works best for you. 15 minutes, quarter to the hour of 6 o'clock. Let's go for a musical break. Here is sounds of Tevin Campbell on this one titled Dandelion. And on the other side, I will come wrap up today's conversation and also say my lovely goodbyes to you.
Morning dew, I'll be the breeze and praising you. Make me.
Well, it is the sounds of Tevin Campbell on this one titled Dandelion, bringing us to 9 minutes to the hour of six. And at the hour of six, I'll be handing you guys over to my colleague, Hende, who will be with you on the Eagle Spot Zone until the hour of eight tonight. Now, let's finish off. We only have 9 more minutes, right? And if you just tuned in, you are listening to The Crossover right here on your number one talk radio station. And we are talking about building healthy habits for a productive life. And of course, the last thing or the last habit that you could start today is practice self-care and self-compassion. While it may not appear to be a habit, while self-care is an aspect of creating healthy habits, that's crucially important. Change is hard at any level. It often challenges us to move outside of our comfort zones. It disrupts our status quo. It can bring fear, uncertainty, as well as anxiety. But it also can bring incredible growth as well as development. You know, change itself can help change your life. So when it comes to changing your lifestyle to adopt more healthy habits, it's natural to feel some resistance. It's also natural to feel emotions like guilt, shame, or embarrassment. But here is the catch. That's where self-compassion comes in. And self-compassion comes in three components. Well, the first one is self-kindness. The second one is common humanity. And the last one is mindfulness. And here is how self-compassion might show up in your own healthy habits journey. You might have a cheat day. We all have those. I think so. There are days when you cheat. You know, when you've created a healthy habit and you are very consistent, there is going to be a cheat day. So you might have a cheat day and order a steak instead of a salad. Be kind to yourself and recognize that it's okay to indulge in moderation. Or you might be out with friends and deliberating on whether or not you should order that second drink. You might or you might not. No matter what your decision is, you've gone through the steps of mindfulness. And how would that second drink make you feel at the end of the day? Are you going to enjoy it in that present moment? What will make you feel, you know, best in that moment? So it's easy to label behaviors associated with building healthy habits as wrong or bad. That's where we'd like to challenge you to practice some self-care and self-compassion. Research shows that self-compassion can increase motivation to change. And this is because it allows us to objectively evaluate areas for improvement, right? Always remember that you need to practice self-kindness, common humanity, as well as mindfulness, because not everybody is perfect. And of course, we can all come up with new habits. It's very easy, you know, to come up with a new habit. But sticking to the habit or making the habit stick, it can actually be tricky. And if you ever find yourself in a situation where you need to practice self-care or self-compassion, please do that, because not everybody is perfect at the end of the day, right? We all have cheat days. If you feel like you have exercised for so long and you have seen the results, you're happy with exercising, but that particular day, maybe there's something that you want to do or you need to do, it's not going to allow you to exercise. It is okay. Tell yourself it is okay. I think today I'm going to skip exercising. It is okay. Now 5 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. And this is where, you know, today's conversation comes to an end. I hope it was informative. I hope it was educative, that at the end of the day, we need to start building healthy habits, you know, to have a productive, healthy, long life at the end of the day. And if it helps one or two people out there, well, I am grateful. And of course, until next Sunday, same time, same place, from me, Abigail, here on the crossover, it is goodbye. Leaving you with the sounds of Lionel Richie on this one titled Love or Love. Bye-bye. Oh, somebody calling me. Yes.
I just a concluding statement.
Mm.
Yeah, that yes, it's true that sometimes we neglect ourselves, and many times that self-care, that compassionate,
yes.
And the aspect of bringing in humanity, that one is, I think it's summed up.
Mm.
Yeah, so there are really issues that we need to be conscious of, especially the one that I did not even understand that the crossover, what it means.
The crossover.
Now I understand what it means.
You're only understanding now the crossover.
I'm telling you the truth. Crossover, but I'm hearing it means crossover.
Yeah.
But then the meaning, I couldn't understand this, you know, the whole subject is actually to prepare us to cross over.
Yes.
And get in the dive. So I was now listening to your conclusion to become a productive day tomorrow, to end this day for life, and it's a crossover. People will call it, what is hangover? What is it? Is it hangover or something like that?
A hangover.
Mm. I always think, yeah, because even the managers and everybody's conscious that, people are coming from the weekend of pay. And this other one, and this hangover, everybody now is like an excuse.
Mm.
So I thank you very much for preparing to cross over. And as we get to reflect on your teaching, I think we will have productive days.
Well, thank you so much.
Welcome.
And have a productive week ahead.
The same is wished unto you.
All right.
God bless.
Bye-bye. And of course, this is me signing out, for real this time.
Show the world and all its people all the wonders love can bring. Give us strength and understanding. Give us all one song to sing. Let the music play. Play it loud and make it clear. It's time to stand up to a new world that is now so near. All the walls are falling down. No more children off to war. If we search in our hearts, all this suffering will be no more.